Thank you for joining me today as we celebrate this 4th of July weekend and as we think about the priority that we place on our nation and our God. The psalmist gives us good insight that if God is the priority of the nation, there will be freedom. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord. And if we are really seeking freedom and blessings of God, we must repent. We must make following God our priority. We don't talk much about repentance anymore. And you may think that a sermon on repentance is not appropriate for the 4th of July. You want watermelon and time at the beach or the lake. You want the Boston Pops or marching bands. And for sure you want fireworks. It's not the 4th of July without fireworks. Yet, if we are going to continue in our freedom, we must repent. And so I am calling you and I am calling our nation to repent. Now, you need to understand that nationalistic pride is a good thing, and I am a believer in our nation. I went 6 years to military school in the 60s when short hair was not cool and shaved heads were certainly not cool. I was scheduled for a career in the military until a back injury kept me from going. I love this country and I love my freedom. I have pledged allegiance to the flag since I was in kindergarten in Ms. Roberts' back room. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands. One nation under God is the pledge, indivisible with liberty and justice for all. I love our nation, but our country is not the most important thing. My relationship with God comes first, and I repent today that that has not always been the case. There have been times when my priorities have not been rightly aligned. There have been times when I have not represented liberty and justice for all. There have been times when I have lived out my own plans, not the plans God has for me. There have been times that I have put my work first, ahead of God, ahead of family. There have been times when I have lived out selfish priorities. And I repent today for my selfishness. I repent for my own ego that has taken the priority position at times. And in repenting, I am relieved of my worries. In repenting, I am relieved of my regrets. And brothers and sisters, therein is the freedom. Repenting lets me set aside my failures. Repenting lets me start anew with broken relationships. Repenting lets me have a chance to receive God's unconditional love. And therein is freedom. Repentance brings freedom if I will repent. Repentance is choosing a new path, one that allows me freedom in Christ. So I have to repent today, because as we are celebrating the birth of a nation, as we are celebrating our freedom, one can only internalize that freedom if I repent. If I repent of those times when God has not been my priority. So I am repenting before you and before God this day of those times when God has not been my priority. Perhaps you need to repent as well. And our nation must repent. We must examine the mindset in which we have been going for too long. I fear that our republic has not always lived with liberty and justice for all. I fear that many in our republic today aren't concerned with liberty or justice, only their own individual freedom. But as we learned in sixth grade, my freedom ends where your freedom begins. At the end of my nose is where my freedom ends. But I fear that too many of us have forgotten those lessons. We live in the greatest nation in the world. We live perhaps in the greatest nation of history. And I am so grateful this day for family and friends who have served in the military and have defended my right to have freedom. I'm so thankful for those friends and family who gave their life for our freedom. And I'm also grateful to those public servants who put the republic before self-interests and partisan politics. There is no room for that for a nation under God. And so it's time for us to repent. It's time for us to look at who God is truly calling us to be as a republic under God. To truly choose that God is our Lord, not an economic system, not a way of life. That God is our Lord. God is the leader of everything that we do. And if, my friends, if we choose that God is our priority, we will reap the blessings of God, the continued blessings of God. But for many in our nation, God is not the priority, and that confounds me today. For many in our nation, God is not the priority. And until we repent and redirect our priorities, we are going to continue to struggle. God made the heavens. God made the waters. God made the watermelon. God made us. And our maker, our creator, must be our first priority. And those of us who have other priorities, those of us who live other priorities, I am calling on myself and I am calling on you to repent. For those who abuse God's plans, I am calling you to repent. For those who ignore God's plans, I am calling on you to repent. For those who tell me they know the plans of God and yet pervert the plans of God, I am calling on you to repent. Those of us who need to repent and don't, we are the ones who will remain in bondage, my friends. But those of us who repent, those of us who turn from our wicked ways and truly make God the priority that God should be in this nation, we will have freedom. And the psalmist says, we will be blessed. So what does God require of us? How do we make this shift to reprioritize God in our lives? I think Micah 6:8 gives us our marching orders. That we act with justice. That we love mercifully. And that we walk humbly with God. There is no way we can say the Pledge of Allegiance without God being the priority. There is no way we can live rightly with our neighbors in this country without God being the priority. There is no way that we can love God with all our heart, all our soul, all our mind, without God being the priority. And if God is not our priority, then we are in bondage regardless of what you may think. And until we make God the priority in our homes, in our state, in our nation, in our world, we will continue to struggle. And so on this day of freedom, on this weekend of freedom, let us bow before God and pour out our hearts in repentance for those times when we have neglected making God the priority. One nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Heavenly Father, I repent today for those times when you have not been my priority. And I ask your forgiveness for my shortcomings when I failed you, when I failed my family, when I failed myself in my selfishness. God, give us the courage to repent. Give us the courage to accept the freedom that you give us. Give us the freedom to love mercy, to act with justice, and to walk humbly with you. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord. Bless us with that priority this day, I pray. Through Christ our Lord. Amen.